You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes. Wednesday. Who doesn't appreciate and really adore the Wednesday? DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Lot to do today. Yankees, great win. Mets, awful loss. Aaron Rodgers, a little tender calf. Boston Celtics keep their season alive, and they made my tea too hot this morning.
That's okay. I mean, you'll have another tea later in the day.
Yeah, I know, but this one, like I was bringing it upstairs and it was burning my fingers.
Yeah, but don't bury the lead. You didn't bring the pineapple. I brought the knife. Bad on you. Strike one.
Well, I will say this, and I think you do have reason to feel this way. I looked at the pineapples and the papayas as well, mangoes too, and I thought to myself, what are the odds that he actually brought the knife? Don't love the odds. I believe you did. You don't need to take out, you don't need to brandish the weapon. I believe you brought it. Yeah, you brought it. So here's what we'll do. It's a beautiful knife. Beautiful knife. Keep it here tonight. I will bring a fruit treat tomorrow.
Okay? Well, I can't trust you now.
What do you mean you can't trust me?
Well, because I know Tuesday. I know you. Tuesday, no parking. You go lot, no fruit.
Well, I don't go anywhere near the fruit guy when I park in the lot.
So I know this.
Right.
I know your schedule now.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I just figured because you promised it. Bring the knife. I did, because that's the kind of guy I am. I'm
all right,
a team
listen,
guy.
What do you want me to do? I'll take the L on this one, and tomorrow I'll bring a nice piece of fruit.
How about Raymond swinging it, by the way, early in the show?
What
with Raymond? The Fakakta intern.
Oh, yeah. He sends him out for a bagel.
You guys want anything? Raymond just sent me to go get him a bagel.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Did you have him going for any specific kind? You want, like, cream cheese or a buttered bagel, Ray?
No, very basic.
Really? Now, did he ask you guys want anything, or were you like, hey, intern, I'm ready for a bagel?
Yeah, it's exactly what I said.
It's exactly what he did. 2 days running the show by himself. RJ dealing with the COVID was
That's
gone.
Right. RJ, back today.
Back today.
Say good morning, RJ. People have missed you tremendously. Say good morning to the people.
Oh, I'm back. Thank you for all you did in my absence, specifically Raymond. I appreciate you guys still making fun of me, made everything feel normal. And,
it was easier, too, because there was no repercussions that you were going to fire back.
And it's good to be back.
Well, we're thrilled.
We
honestly,
missed you.
We're thrilled to have you back. We hope you're feeling okay. Are you feeling okay?
Feel good. Ready to go.
Good. That's good news.
He always looks good. See, that's why you can't tell with RJ, because his hair always looks great. He always looks good. Yankees won, so he's got a big smile on his face.
You stay up for the whole thing last night, RJ?
I did, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I was just kind of starting to doze. It was time.
Glad you were struggling. With one out, ninth inning, two outs to play with, Aaron Judge comes to the plate, and your eyes are shutting on you?
At that point, I was back awake. What actually woke me back up was the bunt situation.
That was nice.
That frustrated me.
That was horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. But you make fun of the Yankees. I mean, look at the Mets. You destroy them.
Oh, no, we'll destroy them. Yeah, it was I don't know how you want to explain it. I mean, it was back-to-back attempts. I understood the first one, but, I mean, it was a curious decision.
It was an awful decision.
So Torres, they hold up Torres at third.
Right.
You got an awesome, awesome read on the Rizzo bloop. And then for some reason, they decided if I were to ask you who's got the best bat control on the New York Yankees.
He's right up there.
Top of the list would probably be DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
And they go back-to-back bunt attempts.
The first one I honestly had no issue with, because I think it catches them by surprise. But once you've basically warned them, hey,
yeah, but he's done it twice since 2019.
I understand
that. He has two sack bunts since 2019.
And the second one was awful. Was a horrendous.
Awful.
He was out. I mean, Torres was.
It wasn't close.
It was shocking.
Yeah, it wasn't even
like
close.
It was such an easy play. Like pitchers, like, wait, I have all this time. I'll just flip it over. We'll tag him out, but let's not bury the lead. And I've said this to you in the past, and I think you, I know, scoff, be like, well, you can't really. Firstly, the on an 0-2 pitch to throw that.
Well, to hang a splitter.
It was a cookie, is what it was.
Well, that's because of what happened with the first at bat. Torres did not have a great at bat. I mean, the one swing that Gleyber Torres had in the ninth, like
the
emergency swing.
Yeah, at least he fouled it off.
Right, he fouled it off, but it wasn't a great at bat. But I mean, when you can throw, I mean, you're throwing the ball that hard, you throw a sinker that hard, and he has Judge 0-2, and then he decides to go with the splitter and he hung it. I mean, that's just Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
Yeah, but my point was is that I don't know that I'm. And especially going to give him that on 0-2, but I don't know that I'm ever going to give him anything all that good to hit.
You wouldn't think. I mean, especially without having Stanton in the lineup.
When do we get there? When do we get there where it's like I'm not giving him anything legitimate to
hit?
Well,
I think when Rizzo slows down. I mean, that's the other thing, too. You got to remember. I mean, Anthony Rizzo right now is...
Right.
Dude, I mean, look what Anthony Rizzo is doing. Look at it. I mean, look at his batting average, and this can't be just the shift.
I think the shift helps
him
quite
a bit.
Well,
I think it helps him, too. But to go from where he was at this year, he's at 310 now.
I understand. But I think the shift probably gives him 30, 40 points.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, even if it's in 270, you'd be thrilled.
Right.
From
so
Anthony
he's
Rizzo.
Over, I mean, he's 310 at three hits last night, playing great defense. Right, he made that great scoop on a Volpe throw that wasn't great. So, yeah, I mean, this is on a game where Gerrit Cole doesn't pitch well against the team you're chasing. You're down 4-0.
Right, and then you're down 5-4.
And you find a way to make it all the way back.
It's a hell of a win from the Yankees. Here's Aaron Judge on the surge his team is currently on.
I think overall, just guys having better, you know, I talked about it a couple days ago, but just guys having better approaches and better plans going up to the plate. You know, I feel like up and down the lineup, guys are just committed to their plan and sticking to it. You know, no matter if we get down early, you know, we got our ace on the mound and they were able to put up 4 runs there. You know, we could have kind of cashed it in and got ready for the next game, but you know, we answered right back and just through and through when you got 9 guys doing that, sticking to their plan, having great plans. You know, we had some great at-bats, you know, Jake Bauer's coming up and having that big at-bat for us. You know, it's fun to be a part of, fun to watch, that's for sure.
This guy really is a
special
player.
Well, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know what my father-in-law said to me last night as he was in his, and he was crying because the Rays got absolutely demolished.
I'd rather lose like that than lose a heartbreaker
5-4.
Yeah,
but you understand where he's from. He's not from Tampa. I mean, he's from Staten Island.
So how is he a Rays fan?
Because he's been there for 40 years.
Yeah, but he moved down there when he was how old?
30?
So you should really have your teams ingrained
well, I know,
in who you
but
are.
What happens is he's such a big-time sports fan that he's got season tickets to all these teams. He had, I mean, to the Lightning, to the
Who did he grow
Bucks.
Up rooting for, though?
He's a Mets. Mets guy.
So he went Mets to Rays?
Well, it's different leagues.
So I he still likes the Mets, though?
Yeah, he does. I think if it was a National League team that he would have a problem with it. But because it's an American League team and he doesn't necessarily like the Yankees, he decided to go on with the Rays. So he's crying. Oh, my God. I'm like, dude, relax, would you please? And he gets all upset. The first thing he says to me, though, as we're watching that game, when Judge hits the home run, he goes, could you imagine what this Yankees team would be without Aaron Judge?
Without Aaron, if he would have signed with the Giants? No.
What is this team without Aaron Judge?
Well, I mean, they're not competing for a World Series.
No chance. No chance.
They're a playoff team. They're a playoff team.
I don't know.
You think that they go from being...
I mean, can you look... I mean, look what Aaron Judge has done. I mean, he's...
You don't have to sell me on Aaron Judge. Guy is
second half of last season.
But I still think they're a playoff team.
I don't
team.
Know about that.
Really?
In this
so
division
you think,
now?
You think they go...
Tampa, Toronto, and Baltimore in this division without Aaron Judge.
All right, couple things.
In the middle of that
Baltimore.
Lineup. And Baltimore. I just said Baltimore.
Oh, I didn't hear Baltimore. I heard Toronto.
In the middle of this lineup. Dude, you'd have to really think about it.
Couple things. Firstly, Baltimore's... I don't know that they're legit, that they can really win this year, but they are on the verge of becoming a real problem.
That's right.
Secondly, I can't stand Toronto.
Hate Toronto.
Because they've done nothing, but they act like they're the 2001
yeah, they're,
Yankees.
They're Major League Baseball's Memphis Grizzlies right now, is what
yeah,
they are.
It's a good point. Yes. Excellent. You know what? Pat yourself on the back. That's a nice point. And thirdly, your father-in-law is still with you?
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. I'm holding them hostage.
Is it ever too much?
Never. Never too much.
I mean, they've been with you for how long?
A couple weeks.
Most people... After a few weeks with their in-laws, would be ready to drive off the road.
No, we love having them. They're very helpful. Cassie's mother is amazing.
Is she as lovely as Doc?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, she's the best.
You like her better than him?
No, I like them both. I love them both. Love them.
You adore them.
And the best thing about Cassie is she's kind of got like the right mix of both. She's got the...
Does she whine when her teams don't do well?
Yes, but she's very similar to her dad, but she is like all the greatest parts of her mom she has. So it's like the perfect...
That's nice.
Perfect mix, yeah.
Kids love having them around.
Love it. Although Rocco's not too happy right now because Cass's mom is... She doesn't take any crap from nobody.
So she's a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
And so right he doesn't get away with some of the stuff he can typically get away with.
Well, he's being a pain with the whole potty training thing. First two, no problem. Like, no accidents, nothing.
He's over two now.
Yeah, but he can do it. But he, for some reason,
now...
He
doesn't want to.
Well, yeah, like, he just decides, you know what? Oh, I got a pull-up on?
Well, go there.
Where'd he go? And he comes back, oh, I did poop. I'm like, what? You knew you had to poop. The toilet's right here.
Didn't care.
Doesn't go get M&M. That doesn't work. And she just gets...
You play M&M for him, and sometimes that...
Oh, no, yeah. Lose yourself in the moment. Yeah. No, we give him M&Ms.
Oh, you give him M&Ms.
Yeah, if he does
it. As like a treat.
Yes, he does it. And now she's just had enough.
So she's coming down on him.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, those toys? See ya.
You know who's good, too? Volpe.
Volpe is good. That was a big-time moment for him. Michael King last night.
Whew, filthy stuff.
Awesome.
Filthy stuff.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then, I mean, Bader has just been, since he's been back, I mean...
Made another one of those catches last night. Home run. I mean, he's terrific.
Yeah, he's been exactly the kind of energy spark that they've needed. And you look at that outfield. I mean, with him in center and Judge and Wright.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a good baseball team. You know, it's funny, though. All of a sudden, and I don't know if you feel like this, the Yankees have gone from, uh-oh. Like, what's going to happen? Are we going to get in? There's real problems, too. This is going to be the best team in baseball.
Well, we always thought they were going to get in. It's, I mean, would they have a chance of...
But it feels like the script has flipped to the point where people are now, like, really bullish on the Yankees.
Well, they could be a scary team.
Oh, of course they, I mean, look they always could be a scary team.
But look where they're getting back, though, too, though. I mean, that's, again, remember when you asked me the question a couple weeks ago, which team, when both teams are struggling, which team are you more concerned about? And I think we both said the Mets. Because when you look at the Mets, their lineup was whole. And they were anemic. The Yankees, at least you could say... We got no Stanton.
Right. Don't sell me on Donaldson.
Okay, well, he's going to be your everyday third baseman, but at least he lengthens the lineup, right? And LeMahieu, you can use however you want. Second, first,
Rodon,
whatever you want
to
do. And you're going to get Canely? Loaiza?
Potentially.
Rodon?
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about...
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't seen your biggest...
You haven't been whole.
No, but your biggest offseason acquisition, you haven't seen him yet.
Which is unbelievable.
Clark Schmidt? See ya. And now your rotation...
Schmidt
you're going,
tonight, right? No, Cortez, then Schmidt tomorrow.
You're going Cole, Cortez, Seve, Rodon, Herman. That's your five.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. But you know what? This division's real good.
Yeah, but that team, I mean, with Aaron Judge playing the way Aaron Judge... With Rizzo playing the way he's playing.
But again,
important that is.
We know they're going to get in. We've known they were going to get in. Even as bad as it got at one point this season, we never doubted they were going to get in. Doesn't matter what you do from now until October 1. What matters for this team is what they do in October.
Which is kind of crappy if you think about it.
Well, that's
the Yankees. I know, but it's so much easier if we're talking, you know, NFL, right? It's one game a week. It's only 17 games, right? 18 weeks, 17 games, where it's like, okay, I mean, it's not 162. It's not every single day. So it's like you come in and you're trying to, like, have all this passion for a game on a Tuesday night. If you're a Yankees fan, it's like, well, it's a great win. Garrett Cole didn't have his best stuff. We're down 4-0.
No, he was not good.
We're down 4-0. Doesn't look good. Judge hits a 0-2 solo home run.
Two outs left, right?
Right, two outs. Down to your final strike. I don't know if it was your final strike. No, you got two outs left. Down 0-2. He hits the home run. But it's like, yeah, all this is great. But when it's all said and done, this team is going to be judged on what happens in the playoffs.
That's right.
Can they hit in the playoffs?
If Baltimore wins that game, that's a, wow, you know, huge moment, and you don't think about the postseason. Yankees win that game, it's awesome. But what does it mean when you get to October?
Yankees lose that game, and I mean, the real focus would be on Garrett Cole.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, first...
Aaron Judge saved Garrett Cole and that stupid bunt from LeMahieu.
Yeah, but think about this. So Garrett Cole, in his first seven, and he was awesome... No home runs. What was the biggest problem with Garrett Cole last season was the home runs.
Yeah, ton of them.
Last four starts, he's given up 6 home runs.
It's a problem.
First seven starts, 7 earned runs. Last four starts, 12 earned runs. Which is, listen, it's the ebbs and flows of a season.
I get it.
Garrett Cole's a stud.
I'm not going to kill him, but no, he was not good, and that's a big game last night.
Well, but yeah, but if you can, I mean, you know there's going to be games. We always talk about it, right? You get 30 starts.
All right, 10 are not good, 10 right. are great, 10
so
you have to find your way.
So if you steal a win on one of the 10 he doesn't have it, good for you. Against the team that you're chasing?
Yeah.
It's a great win.
Orioles are going to be a problem. 1-800-919-3776. I know I told you we're going to Philadelphia and Baltimore this weekend. Did I tell you we're going to the Orioles game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Orioles-Rangers.
Nice. Remember I said your Rangers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You don't pay attention to me.
No, you know what it is?
It's sad.
It is, I'm
so locked into everything about you. I care for you. I bring in knives.
Oh, we're going to see four schools. Where are we going?
Serrated Princeton.
We're going to see four schools. Where are we going?
Princeton first. Okay. Jersey's going to be Princeton.
One.
You only told me two. You told me Princeton.
Well, if you know me so well.
Ham. And you told me, I think you only told me Princeton.
Penn.
You didn't tell me Penn.
Johns Hopkins.
Nope.
Swarthmore.
You didn't tell me any of those.
Those are the four.
Nazareth to Bone.
Now you know.
That's a nice choice.
Yeah.
It's got to be smart, though. Penn's big time school.
Yeah, I think Princeton is a tremendous reach, but we figure we're going to be down on that way.
Why not check it out?
And you know what? Let's see some schools and see what it's all about.
Take advantage.
You know, we have a nice long weekend.
You got a beautiful Mercedes.
So I don't understand why you come down on the Mercedes.
Because it's Fakakta. Because it's, I don't know what you did. You got a deal on it because you don't have all the bells and whistles. I don't know what happened.
I don't need Siri.
It seems like standard, though.
Well, it's not.
If you see my Bronco, by the way.
I can't wait to see the Bronco.
I got it yesterday.
Oh, nice. Did you drive it in today?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah?
See the looks I get at the lights?
Really?
Well, okay, because it's first of all, it's matte. It's the matte black. But then you look at the rims, and it's like they got this blue accent that almost looks like LED lights. Like, it looks like they're like...
They think you're a celebrity.
No.
They
think I have tremendous taste.
And wealth.
And then you open the door.
Which is true.
And then you open the door and you got the all black leather with the blue stitching that matches the rims. Sick.
Don't get too attached.
I know. Dude, I'm telling you.
It's going to be like, if you get a puppy and then it's like, you're
I gotta give it away.
Only for 2 months. So don't get too attached.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I actually have an update on Carlos Rodon.
And I would say this, too.
I mean, RJ, did you hear that?
Can't just talk?
Of course we can talk.
I feel like it's a crutch to you.
I don't need crutches.
You're limited.
I'm limited?
Some hosts need guests. As crutches, you have...
I have sound?
Sound.
What's your crutch?
Carrying you.
Carrying me?
It's my crutch. I need a big, giant baby Bjorn.
Without me, this show dies. We've discussed this.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Get off the bus.
I have my
you don't know how to do
I
it properly.
It, so.
See? No.
I'm glad he's
right
here.
Over. I don't want to hear
how
you saying,
he
Aaron.
Get out
not
there.
Interested. La, 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 la.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Nate R with you, 98.7 ESPN. You don't know how to play sound. It's very intricate, very detailed.
I played the sound. My board didn't work.
Yeah, you didn't know how to play it properly, and then all of a sudden we start hearing it midway through. You would have missed out the key points.
What key point?
Well, it wasn't great sound.
That he wants to be pitching. He really wants it.
He really does.
Do you feel like...
I didn't know he was throwing from 120 feet. Now I know.
No, you knew that because I told you that yesterday.
Well, now I know from Aaron Boone.
In all honesty, but don't lie to me now.
Yeah.
Was that worth playing?
No.
Okay.
Right. But that's not the point.
No, that's fine.
There are some sound bites that are very interesting and very intriguing.
Or you know what would have been interesting? How about Anthony Volpe on the walk-off? Interesting. Interested.
Yeah. Oh, it would be very. How about Gerrit Cole? What the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, it's 2,000 strikeouts.
Yeah, but that
I
could
mean,
be good sound.
Right. Instead, you picked that one. The worst of all of them.
How would I know?
Aaron Judge, game-tying
home
run.
Well, why is it there?
Well, why are we playing that one first?
Well, because you mentioned Rodon. I had sound for Rodon. But give me this.
It's on RJ. He's going to try to make us fight. This is on him.
RJ, can you believe this?
I feel bad that he doesn't feel well. This is on him.
RJ, now he's taking shots at you.
Yeah, I'll take shots. It's on him.
You're clearly defensive because you ran Dave over. The man's just trying to guide us. You ran him over. Now you're defensive. It's okay.
It was a 37-second clip. No reason to play it. None.
He hates your selections in sound, RJ, is what he's saying.
Listen, some sound is informative. Others more entertaining. That was informative.
Now you know what he's going to do now? I'm going to be very trepidatious to play any sound in the future.
I just asked for Volpe.
I got Volpe.
That's on me.
I got a 4-second sound of Volpe. You want to hear that?
Perfect.
It could be too long. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony Volpe on the walk-off.
Not really. I don't know if it's really hit me, but yeah, it's definitely one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Well, who cut that not really?
You see how confident he was?
Well, why would it start with not really? Hang on a second.
Not really. I don't know if it's really hit me, but yeah.
What is that?
How does this feel?
Well, how would I know?
Well, I don't know.
How do you feel? If I said to you, how do you feel, you would respond, not really?
Well, I don't know what the question was.
Okay. Well, shouldn't I see the question instead of on his walk-off? RJ, did you cut that? He's unwell.
That's why he had the banana so early.
RJ, are you unwell?
Listen.
Did you cut that or no?
I can't answer that.
I'd like to know. Did you cut that or no?
I can't answer
Who
that.
Cut it?
Everyone.
You know what I think? It was, Anthony, do you like being a Yankee?
Not really.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's really hit me, but it's definitely one of the best feelings I've ever had.
That's troublesome.
I'll tell you what, though. That kid in that moment, he wanted it.
You know what's great? The second he hit it, starts clapping.
He knew. Through the bat in front
great.
Of the plate. He
love
knew exactly
it.
What
Absolutely love it. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Tweets are pouring in. Would you like me to read you a couple?
That was the first pitch, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's typically the best pitch you could get during an at-bat. Christopher Lombardo. I love Rick. If you're not on the show, I just don't care to listen to it all that much.
Please stop.
John tweets in, let's be honest, the show would be canceled within a week if Rothenberg wasn't there. Not because it would be boring, but because of all the FCC fines. Dave keeps the train on the tracks.
Oh, so you're the good guy. Right.
I think so.
Yeah, you're the barometer for the FCC. You're right. People are like, they don't know what you say when the microphone is on, the nasty stuff
you can say. Anything when the microphones are
right.
off. It's when they're on that matters.
Yeah, right. Like you're looking for your little schools yesterday and you go on some random, you're on Pornhub all of a sudden.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly,
this can't be a real school.
Well, I was like, this is a real school? I was like, this is interesting. I click on all of a sudden on Pornhub. I'm like, oh, God.
Prell University.
Prell. I can't believe you never heard of Prell.
I've never heard of, I don't.
It's a very well-known.
Yeah, no,
they still make it?
I think so.
All right.
You don't use it?
Well, no, I don't use it.
Yeah, Velveeta?
That's a cheese.
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And could have been a school. But
Velveeta is actually the shampoo for him.
Velveeta's
I could see him bathing in cheese. It is delicious.
Bathing in cheese?
Velveeta's nice. Wasn't the K-Show, wasn't there? Weren't they supposed to do a dunk tank full of cottage cheese?
Like that'll happen.
Well, of course not. No. And because they do, because their bets are lame. I mean, they really don't do anything. Unlike our show... Next loser, attacked by a dog.
Now, this is, because it's full service here, this is not one that's all that nice to me, but I'll read it anyway.
Okay.
Rick is the Dottie Henson of the show. All right, superstar, caring, bringing his team up. Dave is like Marla Hooch. Rough around the edges, not all that pretty to look at, but you need him.
Right. I think that's a fair assessment.
I'm not the Marla Hooch.
You're a little hoochie.
She was very unkempt.
Well, I mean,
really? I don't need like a full makeover.
No.
Right.
No, not a full makeover. I mean, you could clean yourself up a little bit.
John Lovitz was startled when he first saw Marla. Remember that? Not that.
No.
That's mean.
No, you in your younger days, handsome.
Very handsome.
Yeah, you're still good, but you got the nice eyes. You know, you got that doughy.
You know what I'm told? And I didn't know this thing existed, that I have nice eyelashes.
You do.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It accentuates the eyes. And you know, kind of like a little like a glimmer in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Wes, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Morning, fellas. Good morning, company. You were talking earlier in the show about Rizzo and his importance. And you guys asked the question early in the year, who's the most important hitter? And I said Rizzo. And I'm not saying it's right, but we see the effects that he's having and Bader's having in the lineup. But why I called was Rick's list. And Rick, so here's your Cuddle Mary trash a little early today. Right fielders, would you take Judge? Would you take Acuna or Betts?
Oof. I would probably take Acuna because of the age.
Cuddle in the trash. Who are you trashing of those three?
Who I would trash?
You can't trash Judge.
No, I would trash Betts.
Yeah,
I would probably. I would marry Acuna. I would cuddle, strong cuddle with Aaron, and then I mean, come on, you can't lose with all three. But
I feel like something's wrong with trashing Mookie Betts, though.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's the whole point of cuddle, marry, trash, is that you got to be.
That's a good one.
That's uncomfortable.
That might be. Listen,
maybe West does cuddle, marry, trash.
I was going to say that was a pretty good one.
He's got a sexy voice.
He does have a nice voice.
Yeah. It's going to be fun going back and forth with West because he's a Braves fan. Once we get closer,
you know what I like though is the fact he's a Braves fan, but he can kind of diverge out into other teams. He's a baseball guy.
He's a baseball guy.
All right, I'm put this song off as long as I possibly can, but I guess it's time to talk about the Mets. McGill was dreadful. They continue to not be able to hit with runners in scoring position. Right?
Not score first, too. I mean, that's the other thing.
We're always
constantly playing from behind.
What is the first inning runs now? It's 42-9?
Yeah, but it wasn't even the first inning.
No, but it's just like it's fall behind every game.
Right. It's falling behind. It's chasing, and you had the five straight. You finally broke the consecutive games not scoring first, and you had a bunch of comeback wins, which are great. I mean, they're exciting. I mean, I don't know how sustainable that is. You mentioned McGill. They did him no favors. You had the second inning where you got two outs. It's Yan Gomes. He hits a chopper. Beatty makes a really nice play, but apparently listening to Buck after the game, ball was in the back of his hand, so he holds on to it, doesn't throw it.
Right.
Of course, what happens? Home run. Then you got Pham.
And it's listen, they've come back recently, but you knew you were in big trouble at 4-0.
Yeah, Smiley pitched well. I mean, you had what? I mean, Nimmo leads the game off with a double.
And you'll get him in.
And then, he doesn't
score.
You had
a chance in the sixth. That was your chance. Yeah, bases loaded, nobody out. You get one run.
Yeah, but you're down. I mean, you're down 4-0 before you get your second hit, which was the Alonso home run. And you're right. You had your chances. But still, like we keep talking about this with this team, is that if you know you're having a hard time scoring runs, like if that's something that's been a problem for you the entire season, and you got McGill on the mound, and he doesn't necessarily have his best command, you can't make mistakes. You can't give other teams, I don't care who you're playing, good team, bad team, you can't give a team extra outs, extra opportunities. And they did it. I mean, the fan play has to be made. Has to be made. Gary Sanchez behind the plate, he stinks. I don't need to see that anymore. Alvarez is the catcher.
Sure, well, you say that.
Well, wasn't the... Okay, hold on. So you just told me earlier in the show that Andy Martino had a report, and I read the same report, that if Alvarez, for some reason, because he has options, is the catcher that gets sent down...
Guys will be furious.
Right. All we heard before he was called up is that defense was a problem. Last time you saw him, he looked overwhelmed. Spring training was not very good. And on top of that, between Scherzer, Verlander, Senga now, Quintana, Carrasco, it's not an easy staff to catch, and it's a veteran staff, right? Veteran pitchers want to work with young catchers.
Correct.
So if you're telling me now, and we've seen him play defense, I haven't seen it being a problem. I mean, there was one game where he got ran all over, but still. Defense has been good.
They like pitching to him,
and if they like pitching to him, what's the holdup? By the way, so this was on Monday. I took a picture of it. Over the last 15 days, Francisco Alvarez ranked among all starting catchers in Major League Baseball first in home runs, RBIs, extra base hits, and OPS in that stretch.
Yeah. I think he should be catching consistently, and I think he should have been catching last night, to be honest with you. I
mean, what are we trying to accomplish?
You're off
with Gary
on Monday.
Yeah, but you're not. Gary Sanchez is not going to catch for you. Like when Narvaez is back, it would. I mean, we both heard the same thing. When Narvaez is back, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
So what are we doing? Trying to catch lightning in a bottle?
I don't have the answer.
You want
for
to
you.
DH Gary? You can DH Gary. I don't
really.
Need to see him, well, I don't need to see him catching. Do you?
I don't need to see him on this team, to be honest with you.
So
he should be the distinct backup catcher now.
Did you watch him try to catch the foul ball?
He's not good.
He wasn't even close to it.
He's not a good player at this point of his career. He's the guy that was always on the verge of turning a corner and has never turned
Gary
the corner.
Gary Sanchez has so much talent, man. I don't know what happened.
You know, but all right, so what?
Yeah, well, you already see, here's the problem. We've already seen it with the Yankees. And then I got Vogelback I got to watch. Yeah, it's not.
It's not good. You want to hear from Tylor McGill? I don't know what he's going to say. It could be terrible.
No, we'll hear it.
All right, here he is. How'd you feel about your performance, Tylor?
Clearly not the best. Obviously, results not too well. But falling behind counts, and then a few big fly balls, obviously. And, yeah, just a lot of pitches.
He was no good last night. He really wasn't. Defense did him no favors, but he was not good last night.
No, he didn't have his command. I mean, he's done a pretty good job of it, but, like, big spots needed to make, you know, the pitch or pitches to get himself out of trouble didn't do it. I mean, he said it. I mean, he gave you 3 2/3. He threw 78 pitches. 78.
And that's on the heels of what the starters did on Sunday, which was great, right? Verlander was great. Scherzer was great. The problem is, I guess you trust Senga, right? You'd say you trust Senga?
Well, yeah. And now you had to push him back. Yeah, I guess. It'd be nice when Quintana comes back. When he comes back.
Which is not.
You don't trust Carrasco.
You don't trust Carrasco at all. You don't love McGill. You can't stand Peterson. So you love to. And you know what? You love Verlander. Scherzer, I don't think there should be a ton, but there certainly has been some question marks about him.
I think there's a little anxiety with him just because it seems like every time he pitches, there's something.
So let's be fair then. You don't feel all that good at all about the Mets pitching staff.
At the moment, no. Well, yeah, probably not.
Right?
Well, you did.
You love Verlander.
For a minute, you did because of what you saw. I mean, Scherzer and Verlander back-to-back. Right? Scherzer was good. Verlander was better.
But of every five games you're going to pitch, how many guys do you look at and say, boy, I don't really like him all that much?
Three.
Okay.
No, two.
You don't feel that way about Senga.
No, I like Senga.
Right. So it's Carrasco.
The Senga thing is more like...
And McGill.
You know, trying to find ways to get him extra rest and everything else.
So it's Carrasco and McGill.
Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on the guys that you do trust. Because if those guys aren't good, now you're in big trouble.
Well, but that's why you pay them $43 million each.
I understand, but Scherzer has had plenty of moments where he hasn't been all that great.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been a good start. And it seems like every time he pitches, there's something going on, right? Like last time it was the callus that split open. That was like a basketball player.
It's always something
playing
with
a sprained ankle.
Keep it locked into this show, DiPietro Rothenberg, today in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours for two chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Are you excited for Stump Rothenberg?
I am.
A little more juice in Stump Rothenberg today.
Well, I thought that it needed some.
Now you brought your guy.
I got my guy. Well, you know, apparently he's Raymond's guy.
Oh, well, he went Raymond to get Raymond a bagel.
I don't make him do anything. Today, Raymond, go get me a bagel.
You think he's got a question today?
Why are you going to make me out to be that guy?
Oh, yeah, that guy right now.
He has a question today.
He has.
Have you heard the question?
I have.
It's a good question.
Yes.
So you approve?
Do you want to know? Let me behind you the curtain.
Behind me the curtain?
Yeah. The fact that you could pick that up as you're staring at tennis.
Well, I'm multidimensional.
I know.
All right, behind me the curtain.
Okay, right behind me the curtain.
Uh-huh.
So he asked me, he goes, how do you feel about this question? So I'm laying on the beautiful couch that I've rolled in here.
Right.
And I said, all right, shoot, what is it? He goes, who has the most career leadoff home runs?
Is it Ricky Henderson?
Right.
Yeah. That'd be a great question.
Yeah. No, I said, it's an awful question.
Yeah.
He goes, was that easy? I said, come on, man. This is Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah.
You got to step your game up.
Don't you think anybody would know that?
No, but he's so nervous now.
Why is he nervous?
Because he knows this 2 questions ago was so bad.
That was on him, not on me.
He goes, did you give me a question? I said, why do I need to get you a question?
Then why don't you just ask the question?
Well, no, because it's his opportunity to talk on the mic. I said, you come every Wednesday.
You think he comes here specifically because he loves the segment? Probably so, right?
I think Wednesday's his day, where he's doing his lessons and taking care of his bald cats and everything else.
That's weird.
Really weird. He dresses them up.
As what?
All sorts of outfits.
Like little people?
They got robes.
What was that movie when Steve Carell dressed, he would find like rats, mice? You ever see that one?
And dress the rats up?
And dress the mice up?
No.
Like they were, you haven't seen that? Paul Rudd is in it. It's like they tried to bring the biggest idiot to dinner.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Dinner for Schmucks?
Dinner for Schmucks. Can you say that on the radio?
Schmuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Raymond will dump it if we can't, but I think he can.
Okay. Yeah, that's the movie.
It's the title of the movie.
Yeah, right.
Well, but if the title of the movie was, something horrendous, can you say that? I don't think so.
Probably not.
We'll find out.
I guess we will. So, Robert Saleh, this is your head coach. Before we even hear this, how much pressure do you think is on Robert Saleh? You think if the Jets don't go to the postseason, Robert Saleh's out?
Probably.
Yeah. I think it might be as
well. Well, I mean, when your owner says you're one piece away and you end up with Aaron Rodgers as that piece and you don't make the playoffs.
It should be with time defense, to go, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. So he addressed the media yesterday, did a little media scrum, and I don't know. I was kind of taken aback that he said this, but I guess good for him. He says we're in a group of 6 to 8 teams that can win this whole thing.
In my opinion, I think 32 coaches stand in front of their teams every year, talk about winning a championship, and then realistically, there's maybe 6 or 8 teams that have an actual chance to do it. And I do think we are one of those teams. But none of it matters unless we take care of it today.
So he thinks they're one of 6 to 8 teams that can win the whole thing.
Well, I don't think he's alone. I mean, I think Vegas thinks the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, but I think when you say it as the head coach, it hits differently.
Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't that have to be the expectation? I mean, you didn't bring in Aaron Rodgers to just make the playoffs.
You're not wrong. I don't know.
Because you could have signed Derek Carr if
you
wanted
to. Hearing him say it, it makes you really pay attention to what's going on here.
Well, if the goal was just to make the playoffs and just make yourself better, you could have signed, you sat next to Derek Carr and told him that you'd win a championship and he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And it's you have more runway with Derek Carr. You took a huge swing to win a championship. So if I have to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen and all these quarterbacks in the AFC, that we have a guy that can do it.
So who in your mind, who are these 6 or 8 teams? Jets?
Oh, he said it's the Jets. Chiefs, Eagles.
Chiefs, Eagles is 4.
Bengals.
Niners is 5.
Niners.
Bengals is 6. Ravens?
I think the Ravens are going to be good. I would say maybe...
Chargers?
Would you say Dallas?
Ray, would you say Dallas? Being serious, not giving you a hard time. You look at Dallas and say that's a Super Bowl winning team.
Like talent wise, we keep going over all like the different teams with most complete
rosters.
We've
done this
for
how
else.
Long though with the Cowboys?
Well, it's no one in the NFC North. It's no one in the NFC South.
I'll put it this way: I feel better about the way the team is constructed this year going into the season than I did last year. I'll put it that way.
So they were real good last year,
and they were a pretty good team for most of the year last year. So yeah, I guess you could put them on the outskirts of that of that area.
So they're in there. And that's about it.
Yeah, Buffalo, the Jets, because he said it. I would say Cincinnati. I would say Kansas City.
Yep.
I mean, Baltimore may be on the cusp.
So
if you
can't
want to
put
say
the
that
Chargers in
if
here?
If he stays healthy. No, I can't put the Chargers on there yet.
All right.
Then I would say the Eagles for sure.
Yep, Niners.
I would say the Niners for sure. And then it would probably be talent-wise, if Dak can stop throwing interceptions. Probably Dallas.
I hope that never ends.
It's no one in the NFC North. It's no one in the NFC South.
No.
It's no one in the, unless you think Jacksonville, but I mean, is Jacksonville there yet?
Are they ready to take that step? I mean, they did win a playoff game.
The AFC North is going to be a problem.
AFC North, there's no layup in the AFC North.
Did you hear what Ben Roethlisberger said the other day?
No.
He did it. So we did a podcast with Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
He goes, I just want to be honest with you. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to because I want to be honest. I was hoping that you failed.
Really?
Yes. But now I find myself rooting for you.
Why?
Because
he wants his legacy to be. That's a terrible thing to say.
He's being honest.
I respect the honesty, but that's an awful thing to say. Why would you say that?
But now he's rooting for him. Don't worry.
But Ben Roethlisberger, regardless of Kenny Pickett, is a Hall of Famer. As a Super Bowl champion.
You want to be missed when you're gone, I guess.
Missed when you're gone is one thing. Having this guy who's a first-round pick fail in an organization you're supposed to want to see win, your team for your whole career, it's a bad thing to say.
It's probably, I think he knew when he said it. He kind of set up like, I'm going to get killed for this, but.
I mean, I like that he said, I respect that he said it. It's not even saying it. It's just the fact that he really thought that.
Yeah, but you think that. There's a little piece of you that hopes when you're not here, it was a bad show.
But Ben Roethlisberger is on a pedestal of his own. He doesn't have to worry.
But I put you on a pedestal.
Well, that's not the point, though. Right. I mean, I appreciate that. Okay, so I leave. I go somewhere else. You think I want to see the next guy come in and fail? No.
No, not fail, but like, I mean.
Just, but that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. But I can understand the feeling. Like, if you're hurt, like, just to put this in, like, an athlete term, like if you're hurt, you want your team to win because it's in your best interest if your team wins while you're not there. But you don't, I mean, you don't
want
to
see. But
really
I even look at that differently.
It's differently.
That's
like
different.
Best case scenario is we win 6-5 and the other goalie lets in 5. You know?
Fine. But if you're still active and playing and just happen to be hurt, I can, in some weird way, understand why you wouldn't want the. But you're done. You're done. You know what I found curious, too?
Well, which I don't think is as bad, though. I think if you're playing and you're rooting against the person that's playing in your spot to be bad and you lose, that's bad. That's the worst.
So I think this is worse.
No.
This is odd to me. You're Ben Roethlisberger. You're a great Hall of Fame, multi Super Bowl champion quarterback. Why would you care?
Because everyone has an ego. Because everyone wants.
But he's not going to be Roethlisberger. We know that.
Well, who knows? He doesn't know.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to be that good.
Well, he hopes not.
So this I found curious. Why did they sign Mitch Trubisky to an extension?
And to have a good solid backup in case something happens.
And why would Trubisky want to do that though?
Where's he going to start?
I don't know. I don't think he does anywhere to start right now.
Well, right. So, okay. I mean,
keep your options open, no?
Okay. Well, he likes where he's at. I mean, it's a really well-coached team. I mean, you got one of the best coaches in the NFL. The team's always over 500. Maybe feels like there's a chance that Kenny Pickett could get dinged up and he'll play.
Maybe.
And so, there's something to be said about not moving all over the place. Like, I guess the suburbs.
Stability?
I guess the suburbs of Pittsburgh are beautiful. They're great. Right? You have a family who wants to move all the time.
Good organization. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're at 98.7.
Hey, good morning. Good to hear RJ's feeling better and he's back. Listen, I couldn't agree with I love what I heard from Sala yesterday. I mean, when was the last time a Jet coach actually raised the bar that high? And Rick, you're right. They're swinging for the fences. And you know what? Hopefully you're going to be right. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun. But the one thing that really bothered me was the more and more Becton's comments come out. But more so is that don't start, and I get why, but don't start singing the praises that Zach Wilson looks better. You know, God forbid, this team is 10-3 and Rodgers gets hurt. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but Zach Wilson cannot take over this team if they're 10-3. You just can't have it. So I don't want to know that.
Ira, that's going to be your backup quarterback. You say he can't take over the team. What, are you going to start to go across the waiver wire? If Rodgers gets hurt, Wilson's your quarterback.
I'm going to have a veteran. If it was me, I would have some type of veteran that maybe has an eighth left in his tank that could take over for a game or two if I need be. Because I'm sorry. You know, I want to be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. It's just I don't see where Zach Wilson transformed into a legitimate backup or starting.
Yeah, but Ira, you have Tim Boyle.
Okay, so you know what? Hopefully I could go buy a Tim Boyle jersey. Hopefully that's the guy. But I mean, all kidding aside, I have better insurance than the two of them. Yeah, I just, you can't, there's no safety here.
Oh, no. I had to let him go.
I think the hope is that somehow, some way, because it's Aaron Rodgers and it's Zach Wilson's idol, that Zach figures it out.
I don't know. What would lead you to believe that happens.
Nothing yet. But I think that's the hope. Like, it's the beauty of having Aaron Rodgers. It just so happens that he's Zach Wilson's idol. And now, if you have Zach as the number two, so he's actually getting reps and he's learning how to, you know, and Aaron's not Like, this is not a Jordan Love situation, right? This is not they traded up to draft this kid to take his job. He comes into a situation where he took Zach Wilson's job. He can mentor Zach, and maybe Zach can start to figure it out a little bit.
I hope that's the case, but to rely on him this season seems...
No, for a long period of time, though.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way?
All right, now Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Sharp Hat. Now, here's the thing. Call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to play Stump Rothenberg and qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey. In Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and info. All right, so here's how it's going to go down now. The best question, doesn't matter if I get it right or not, the question we deem to be the best today will win.
Well, give the parameters, what we usually look at as like a best question, so people have an idea. Like, it's not like the four or five parters.
Okay,
it's like,
here's how I look at a great question, and you can have your own definition of it. In my mind, the best question is one that if I hear it, I say, A, I can't wait to share that with other people, and I would like to ask that around the water cooler kind of thing at work.
That's exactly right.
That, to me, defines what's a good question.
It's a beautiful definition.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Let's go to, we always start out with Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy. You, my friend, are on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, DNR. Before I get to my question, Dave, you got to do a favor. We got to stop this wicked stealing money. It's a team-friendly contract. It was a smart contract. Get out of his pockets.
I'm not in his pockets. I'm just saying. Listen.
You want to be?
No. Some people work hard for their money. Other people get stipends. And you can determine which direction Rick is going in.
Give me all your money.
What do you got, Andy?
We got a baseball question.
Oh,
Dave.
MLB.
Yeah. Minimum 1,000 innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the all-time leader in strikeouts per 9 innings?
Ooh. Okay, and this is over a career?
Career, and I'll give you a hint. He's still active.
All right, think of active strikeout pitchers.
Could be Chris Sale.
Rick, that's beautiful, Rick. Way to do that.
DeGrom?
Could be DeGrom. Minimum 1,000 innings, though.
Well, what did you go with? You got?
Don't know. Sale's definitely over 1,000 innings. Scherzer? I'm going to go... You said career, right?
It's career. Yeah, not yesterday. Career.
Major League Baseball history.
Baseball history.
Yep, active. Strikeouts per 9. Come on, Dave.
So it's clearly not. Maybe it's a reliever.
Over 1,000 innings. Active.
Kenley Jansen?
Yeah, but you said, I mean, the second he asked the question, you're like, oh, Chris Sale.
All right.
I mean, don't fight it. If it's what you feel, go with it.
All right, we'll go Chris Sale, but I don't feel great about this.
Well, you should feel great because that's the end.
Yes!
Boom. There you go.
It's the size of one of Andy's legs.
That's not nice.
What?
That's not
true.
Nice.
He's very thin.
That's 1-0. Let's continue along. I didn't leave him on hold as if that would be the best one.
Wouldn't win anyway.
There would be something better than that.
Yeah, could you imagine him driving around in that beautiful Ford Bronco? Stop.
No.
It
wouldn't be a good one.
It'd be a waste.
Let's go out to L.A. It's early, early for John in L.A. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, well, good morning, Dave. It's been a while.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just hope I don't get in trouble with the Michael K. Show.
Why?
But I really love it, so love you guys. Because did you hear what they said yesterday?
No, what'd they say?
He said that whoever, well, Michael said it, that whoever calls in for the or in the morning show, that they don't want no part of them for the for their show.
Why?
Yeah, and they think Ira already left them for you guys.
Well, but, he probably did.
Yeah, that's probably the right move.
Ira and his wife said that they like this show better than
and his wife.
Than their
we got
show.
Both.
Yeah, so whatever. It's fine. Well, it's fine. They can say what they want. We like them. If they feel a way about us, that's up to them.
Perfect. Well, here it goes, Dave. I personally think the Celtics are going to take it at Game 7. And since we're in the Game 7 mood, what NBA player has played in the most NBA Game 7s of all time?
So one player has played in the most Game 7s.
Yes, sir.
Oof.
In NBA history.
I think LeBron. It's got to be a Celtics. Robert Horry. Kareem. Worthy.
How can I ask a? Can we go clue? Can I ask a clue?
No, I don't want a clue.
But for my own, is this like old, new, kind of like?
Could be Ray Allen.
Fairly recent.
He's played in a lot of Game 7.
He's Ray Allen.
Paul Pierce.
Recent. Okay.
Fairly recent.
Recent.
I think Ray Allen's played in a lot. Heat. Bucks. I know the Bucks played in a couple. Heat played in a bunch.
Celtics.
Celtics, too. Paul Pierce. I'm uncertain.
No, if I asked you right now, well, first, right to the top of your head.
Nothing. No, nothing.
If I said Pierce or Allen?
Allen, only because he had multiple teams. All right. I don't feel great about it. This is not a bad question either. This could.
Yeah, make sure you keep him on hold. This is a good
contention.
Question.
All right, I'm going to say, without a ton of confidence, UConn's Ray Allen.
Really? Nice.
How about that?
Yeah.
Stay on hold, Jonathan. That's a good question.
All right,
question.
So he's on hold. That's nice. That was a good job by me.
Solid question, too.
It was a good question. Let's go. Now, this apparently is a very tough one. You want to go tough, or you want to save that for one or two down the road?
Let's go with we're on a roll right now. Let's not kill ourselves with a tough one.
Let's go to Tommy in Clinton. Tommy, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, Dave, of the four major pro sports, who's the only city whose teams all represent in the same color?
Only city the team. So they got. So firstly, they have to have all four.
No.
What do you mean? They
have to have four teams. So Pittsburgh wouldn't count.
All the teams in that city.
But you're saying they have
four. Well, because they have to have four, because Pittsburgh, they all have the same color.
Only in the four major pro sports.
Okay, four major. So they have to have all four teams.
Right, so how many cities even have all four major?
So there's only one city that all four teams have the same colors, is what you're saying.
All the teams in that city.
Now, hang on. Are you saying Pittsburgh or no? Because you're saying four.
Yes. Yes, the answer is Pittsburgh, Dave.
But they don't...
Well, yeah, they only have three.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying...
Oh, he said of the four major sports. They have three of the four.
All right. I don't...
Nah, it was all right.
No, nah, you know what? I think John is better.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go. Now, you know what? Let's step it up a little bit. Let's step it up and bring in, apparently it's a tough one, Jared in Morganville. Good morning, Jared.
What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
How you doing?
All right. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I can't complain. I'm doing okay.
Good, good. All right. So pitch by pitch statistics started getting tracked in 1988. Which player has the most first pitch hits?
This is a terrible question, though. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't love the question, but
so this is since 88?
Correct.
I mean, I have. I'll say. I mean, it could be Ichiro. You think it would be a leadoff batter, right? I don't know. I'll go with Ichiro.
McNeil swings at a lot of first pitches.
He does. But he hasn't also... I mean, you got to figure it's going to be a guy that's been around longer than McNeil.
Yeah, probably.
Ichiro's around forever. Robinson Cano. I don't know.
This is supposed to be tough.
It does have a local flair.
Local.
Local flair?
It's a local flair.
Not Ichiro.
How local?
I don't like this question.
Not still playing local, right?
I'm sorry?
Is he, not he's, still, not a, still, he's not active, active right?
He is not active.
Not active.
All right. I'll say Robinson Cano, but I'm sure that's not right.
It's Derek Jeter.
Oh, all right. All right. I don't love that question.
I didn't love it either.
You know why I don't love
it? I'm mad at myself because I was going to say that.
Honestly, being serious, you know why I don't love it? Because who cares?
Well, I think this is part of the problem, though, is because we try to stump you, and we get into the weeds with questions that really don't.
I mean, do you care about that?
No.
No, I don't think anybody cares about that. All right, let's
No, unless someone asked me, like, unless I was watching a baseball game with a buddy, and or I was playing for my team, and he was like, "God, this guy gets a lot of hits on the first pitch." I'd be like, guess who has the most hits in the first pitch?
Yeah, Derek Jeter. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM in New York. All right, Brandon, I know you have a question. I know it's supposed to be a good question, my understanding. What you got today?
Yeah, I think it's a good question.
All right, we'll be the judge of that. Rick you know this, right?
Rick has seen my car before, so I don't want to be part of the car.
Your car, you mean your television screen? Well,
exactly.
Right.
So my question is, who has the most walk-off home runs in Yankee history? There's two tied at number one.
So I can give you either, huh?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or are you looking for both?
Whatever you want to do.
You should do both.
I'll give you both.
Can you handle two?
I can handle four.
Wow.
I mean, the question is, the Yankees don't have four.
Use your feet.
Mantle.
Yes, that's one of them.
That was kind of a delayed ding, though.
Give an extra one for good measure.
Double ding. How was that bagel? Delicious?
Soriano, I know.
Fantastic. Fresh. Soft.
Ooh.
It's not Judge.
You always toast the bagel? Are you always toasting the bagel?
Always? No.
No.
I wouldn't say always. I enjoy toasting a bagel at
but
times.
But if you get there and you get it fresh.
If I get a fresh, warm bagel,
it's got that
not
nice
much
chew
better
to
than
it.
That.
This feels like this would be obvious. Is it not Babe Ruth?
It is, but the question was for Dave.
Wow. Well, what I don't understand is you knew the answer. No, he already asked you the question.
I only knew the answer. I only knew the Mickey Mantle was one. I didn't know it was
all
two.
Right. Well, I was told to answer one. I answered one.
Right.
I got it right.
Well, we can help each other.
We'll
count that as correct, okay?
What do you mean we'll count it as correct? He said answer one. I answered one.
And you should be proud. You're
right.
Correct.
It's fine. It's fine. Not a great question.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves the Bronco. He may not even get to ride in LA.
John in LA currently is going to qualify.
I don't even think it's close.
Dave Hawthorne. Dave, you're on Stump Rothman.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, which NFL team has the longest drought of having a 1,000-yard rusher, and what player is it, and what year?
longest drought without a 1,000-yard rusher. Well, it's not Washington. Giants, Cowboys, no. DeMarco Murray, right? Zeke Elliott. How about the Bills? The Bills running game has been such a disaster for so long. Lions. Could be the Lions. I'm going to say Lions.
It's actually a team you wouldn't expect. It is the San Francisco 49ers, 2014 Frank Gore.
Did the Lions have a 1,000-yard back this year?
Yes.
It was at the Lions.
It's a pretty good question.
That's a good question. I'll put him on hold. I think he's in contention right now. We take one more.
Shouldn't RJ help you with that question though? I mean, he's a Niners fan.
RJ, did you know the answer to that?
Well, I did because he voluntarily told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he shouldn't help me with that then. All right. So let's see if we can close that on a high note. Peter Albany. Peter, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing beautifully. How are you?
All right. Good. Living the dream.
Oh, that's great.
Very simple NFL draft question. Who are the three teams that have never had the overall number one pick?
I think we've had this question before. Seahawks.
That's one.
Was it the Broncos? No, it was Von Miller.
Was it Baltimore?
It was Baltimore, yep.
That's two.
When was the last time? You said Denver. When was the last time Denver had the first pick?
Wasn't Von Miller number one?
No.
Von Miller was number two.
He was number two, I think.
That was the candidate.
Elway was traded over.
Dave.
You said Denver. Go with
All
Denver.
Right, Denver.
You are correct.
Yes.
All right, there we go. What do you think of that? Worthy or no?
Compared to the other two, that was a good one.
Yeah?
But we're looking for best.
Best. I'm gonna let him go then. I'm going to move on. So now it's between... Oh, RJ, are we ready for your Stump Rothenberg? For your five-pack?
I think we are. Would you like one more? Or do you feel content?
You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Try Mike. It's a solid question.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in East Brunswick. Mike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great. What do you got?
Right.
I can't with this. That is feedback, RJ.
That's a disqualifier right there.
Mike from East Brunswick, can you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Hang on one second.
I feel like that could be taken into consideration. That was discussed.
Still hearing the buzzer.
Or you know,
we gave him a lot of chances.
I'm glad we took that extra call.
We gave him plenty of chances.
Well, here's my problem. Was not an issue when discussing said question. Somewhere between keep your radio down and it being down, it went up. I don't know what the problem was, but we move on.
Whatever. Now, here's my issue.
Yeah.
John's in L.A. If we give John in L.A. the win, can he even show up to the Beach Bash?
Well, that can't factor into the decision.
It cannot?
No.
All right, so then what do you think was the better question?
Oh, I think let's go one more question.
You want to go shooter?
Well, I mean, we tried to do one more question. It's the last question.
This could
be
terrible, though.
Why would you say that about shooter?
Well, because you never know what you're going to get with shooter.
He has been down with the Colts.
All right, fine. We'll go with shooter in Stanford. Shooter, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company. Thanks for giving me a shot, Dave. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. All right, this is to boost your confidence, you know? So when we play some cornhole, we whoop some rookie's ass. Here's your question.
All right.
In the 2003 NBA draft, one of the best drafts, can you name the top five picks? This is to boost your confidence. I think you got this, kid.
2003? Is that the LeBron draft? So it's LeBron, Milicic, Melo, Bosh, Wade. Chris Kaman was six, just for good measure.
Ah, you're the man, Dave. You're the man.
That's not worthy.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Come on, shooter.
You're the ones that forced me to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad when I smack you in cornhole.
I think David Hawthorne is the winner. I think the 1,000-yard rushing question was the best question.
Well, plus, yeah, you like NFL. So yeah. All right, I'm good with that.
All right, so there you go. Do I need to do anything, RJ?
Yeah, say congratulations.
Pick him up. Say congratulations.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, Dave. You win.
Thanks. I wasn't expecting that, but I thought that would be a good question.
It was a nice question. You did a good job. We appreciate you, and we will see you at the Beach Bash on June 30th.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right, there you go.
Stay on hold.
I put him back on. Oh, it won't work. It's not working! You see that? There. Okay.
Oof.
It worked. Oof. All right.
And you got it wrong.
Right. Yeah. But that had no impact.
No, I know, but still, it was a good question.
All right, RJ.
Let's go. So much in the same vein as Shooter's idea. Carmelo retires. Nice synergy. 03 NBA draft.
Oh.
But we're going much deeper than the first six picks.
All right.
Veiny questions.
We're going to move on. David West.
Xavier.
Good start. Josh Howard.
You know it? ACC.
I always thought he should have been a better player than he was.
Wake Forest.
Yep. Steve Blake.
Steve Blake, you should know. National champion.
I'm not participating in this right
Peter
now.
Peter Rosenberg would know.
Maryland.
There you go.
Does this give you an idea, some of these names?
Great job.
How long LeBron's been playing? how long some of these guys have been gone.
Jason, 20 years.
Jason Capono.
Jason Capono, headband.
Yeah.
I can see him in my head. I don't know where he went to college.
Out West.
Can you see the headband?
Not USC, but.
But.
UCLA.
There, yeah. You're good. You are good.
And finally.
Texas.
No.
Big Ten.
No. Luke Ridnour.
Point guard for, I don't think it was Dana Altman at the time.
You're already right.
You're already right. Answer it.
Quack,
it
quack,
off.
My good friend.
Oregon.
Yep, you're right. You really are very talented.
Impressive. I am too smart.
This is why I'm good at that game, heads up, because you give me clues instantly.
We'd be very good. On password, forget it.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. It'd be elite. It'd
be a nice segment if we had a password segment.
Password would be fun.
If we had a television vehicle, we could do stuff like that.
But I guess it's true.
It's more
of a visual. You know what we could do? We could do, okay, this is a good idea. We take our headphones out. RJ says, the password is religion.
I like that.
Then we put the headphones in. Everyone else knows. Yeah. We do the thing, and then you have to guess it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sloppy Eagles Rabbi. Religion.
Judaism.
See?
Yeah.
Right.
Religion.
Kill it.
Bar mitzvah. Right? You go in that?
It's just it. It's
RJ,
so
what do you
easy.
Think? You like this
I'm
idea?
Troubled by the term Sloppy Eagles Rabbi.
You well, like this is. Idea?
It could be fun.
And the guy's staying with it because he's got no sack.
You know, we could do me and you against the two of them.
They won't participate.
Well, of course, Raymond wouldn't. Raymond, you wouldn't play, would you?
I'd play, sure.
By the way, that was Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by Sharp Hat. I mean, they're the best in the game. Game-changing custom software. Who? What? When? Sharp Hat.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.